according to my notes, this is month one. What do you want to accomplish in terms of today? Do you want to review where you are in Supernova? Do you want to just cancel and go feel better, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we're losing the audio pretty good here too.
What do you think? You want to take a break?
That's my connection. Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys that something. I ended up opening an account with that guy, the $80 million guy.
Wow.
Hey, congratulations.
I'm sort of excited about it, but then on the other hand, I'm it's a start. So he started with $500,000 with me. And I had an appointment with who I'm friends with, his other advisor. And we walked through kind of what he's doing otherwise. But he is trying to get a new company off the ground too. And so part of it, he's kind of using Morgan Stanley, thinking that that might be an avenue for him to, you know, have some connections to start a new business, and which I've introduced him to some people that may or may not be able to help him. They've done a couple calls with him. But I've got him as a client. I don't know where it's going to go. So we're going to, just persist. He's supposed to give me his statements, this week, like today, tomorrow, Friday. So from everywhere else that he's got. So we'll put all that together. But anyway, I thought you'd want to, Andy, you asked me about it a few weeks ago. So that's the follow up.
Wow. Nice. Way to go.
That's neat. I'm sure it'll come with all kinds of challenges. You mentioned that client, that potential client could be really challenging.
It's going to be interesting. But he seems to be pretty hands off. As I've talked to the other advisor, he pretty much lets him do what he wants to do. But I've, I almost called you and said, all right, what do I do now? Because I tried to do something that would round out his portfolio that I felt comfortable doing. And so places where he had nothing, and I just kind of went along with with what I'm doing with other clients, but it's some of the more, things like international, a little emerging markets and, some of the, I actually went with, part of it with a manager who's really seems to resonate with our Morgan Stanley outlook, as far as some of the rotation that's going on. So it's completely different than what his other advisors doing, but I think I believe that it's going to be right over the next 3 years, for sure, which is kind of the time frame. I don't want to get stuck in that performance box, so that's what I'm trying to do, with the getting his statements and doing a bigger assessment on what he's doing. I want to be the guy who looks down top down, the whole picture for him and be his primary guy,
Right.
The other guy's is strictly performance. I know that, but he's got $40 million of his assets. So, he's doing something right, for sure.
It's interesting that you know the other guy and you talk to him. That's pretty cool.
It's cool and it's weird too at the same time, because how would you like it if you were the guy's advisor and another younger guy at a different firm is the one that is now your successor, in theory, from your client's request?
You'd be very different.
It's not always the guy that you lined up in your firm to do, So anyway, it was very interesting. And I also found out though that he, that the other advisor, because we're friends, he said, I trust Derek completely. I like that idea. I wish he was working for us. So, that kind of solidified the client's
wow
idea too. Yeah.
That must be quite a good guy. This other advisor.
Is that?
He is
a good guy.
He must be a good guy.
He's a great guy. His name's John Schinkel. I don't know if you've ever heard of John.
What firm?
He's at Stiefel.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's very very community minded guy. Very he's got a lot of friends. He's a good guy. And I don't know how we could ever get together, but he's suggested that we could get together at some point. But he's at that stage in his career. He won't move to come over to Morgan Stanley, and I don't know that I'd feel that great about going to Stiefel. But I don't know what all would be in it for each of us at this point. Besides that client, I don't know how big his book is. You know, I don't know what all he needs. So, but we said we'd talk this year, see, about how we can.
Does he have a successor?
He does. But I just got a weird vibe on the whole thing, talking with him about it. Cause I asked him, I said, what about, this guy's name is Kim Sheik, who works there. What about him? And he said, well, I guess he kind of alluded to he's got his own thing going on. But there's not many people in the Stiefel office here. And they just hired a guy who just passed the, Series 7, and he's brand new. And I said, well, that's probably, you're probably, 3 to 5 years before you can start transitioning clients. And he said, yeah, exactly. We're a ways out, before, because he's a young guy. I mean, he's just out of college.
Well, I would have lunch with him if you can without infecting each other.
We will in a few weeks.
Yeah. I would have lunch with him. And don't give up on moving him over. He might do it. If he likes you that much and you won't move, he might move. I'm not encouraging you to move. I would say that, have lunch, find out what's really going on. Cause it sounds like, at this stage, he might just make a move, and that would be a big deal.
That would be huge. Yeah.
Right?
Well, we've got a good relationship, and this has pushed us together in a different, different dialogue for sure.
You'd be surprised, just because people are senior in their position doesn't mean that they won't move. I mean, they will move. You write them a nice check, and he's there, and you're partners, and he finally's got. Think about it. What in the end do you really want to accomplish when you retire? You want to get paid, but you also want to make sure that all your clients go to somebody you like and trust, right? It's not going to screw them for commissions. That's really what you worry about. You've done a good job so far for them. They've done, they're all happy, and these guys don't have a clue that you're working with. So all of a sudden you become very attractive to him. And for this to happen between firms is very unusual, what you just did. And that's why I'm pursuing it here to say that's different. That's very different. So he could get paid twice. He could get paid for coming over, and then he could get a buyout. So financially, he could do very well, and nobody's going to stay behind. Okay. When you move, typically you'll leave some business. I don't think he'd leave anything he didn't want to take.
Yeah, I don't think he would either. He moved a long, long time ago from the bank. And then Stiefel, I think they bought whatever his predecessor firm was. At some point, that's how he ended up with Stiefel. But yeah, he took all of his clients, as far as I know, that first time when he left the bank, but that was probably, 20 years ago. I would imagine it's been a while.
Yeah.
He's very well respected.
I wouldn't dismiss it, because you guys sound very simpatico in terms of your commitment to community and so forth. You'd enjoy the next, let's say he wants to work 6 more years. That'd be a great 6 years. How old is he?
Yeah, he'd be fun to work with. He's 69.
See? So he could work till he's 75 and then bail.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like with me, he wouldn't have to be as I don't feel like he'd have to be as hands-on as he probably is right now.
Right.
Yeah, I'll talk with him. It's been interesting. It's been fun. You know, we're laughing and talking. We're good friends. I mean, so it would be fun. He tried to recruit me many times over the years. So.
Well, of course, but I think it makes more sense for him to come to with you. You know,
I think it does too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good business. I mean, one of the things that I've been mentioning is look, it's really important that you think about marketing. You don't just think about marketing to new clients. You think about marketing up to your management team, to Tim and the guys, you know, and, or whoever, not Tim, not for you. But you know, to other, there you go.
He's pretty peaceful, you know, for the most part, but he lays right here at the window at my feet.
That's nice. Keep your feet warm. Right. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, manage to your managers and then manage to, your team that works for you and your clients, but also manage your peers. Okay. Meaning marketing to your peers. So you market above to get new business. You market to clients to get new business, but you also market to your peers. So that's what you're doing with this initiative to recruit him, but you also can, you know, be a very attractive place if somebody is going to retire. Now your market, you know, you're a small office, but you know, you never know.
So Derek, I thought you said something great when you mentioned about the new client, the other rep, the other advisor focused on the performance box, and that you have so much more to offer that than that right now. So it should be a great opportunity for you to head down that path with this gentleman.
Yeah, definitely.
And for him too, you know, where you do probably much more financial planning and he doesn't, and you know, get deeper relationships. Look at all the business you pick up from financial planning that he was guaranteed misses, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's, tell you what. You ever feel like you're just in somebody's, like you're, it's coming from everywhere?
I know.
In a day.
I was going to ask you if you felt more organized. I know I've looked in some of your other notes that you were trying to get more organized, but I guess with everything you've got going on right now, it's pretty tough.
Well, I will say though, one of the things that Supernova's helped me do is that I have an emergency box, like an emergency if I have to get out of town quick, because I knew we had been warned, I think I may have told y'all that every Tuesday we were on like this evaluation list to see whether we could stay or if we had to work remote. So I put together this box, but it's got all my Supernova stuff in there and my folders. I've kind of made it where it's not all stuck in the file cabinet. So in case we had to jettison on a Wednesday, I just put the top on, put the stuff in and walk out the door. So, which I did. So I was prepared. I was COVID prepared. So, and everything here is set up, you know, pretty much. I mean, it's exactly like my office, you know, for the most part. So it's been pretty easy. But hadn't been that, I don't like working from home. You know, it's, it can get to you a little bit, you know, but it's been all right. Just want everybody to get well, you know, tired of fevers and, you know, trying to figure out what everybody's going to eat at their next meal. And, you know, because it's kind of the survival of the fittest. Whoever feels the best is the one that's taking care of the other ones, you know, because it's not like you're going to have anybody else come and nobody's going to come into your house for sure.
Right.
I really feel sorry for those who go to the hospital. Wow.
Can you have, you have food delivered and stuff, right? Or no?
We do. We've had that Instacart, you know, they'll bring things right to your front door. So that's been good. yeah, it's just, you know, I think I heard my wife up and walking around. I think she's feeling better. You know, she was isolated because until yesterday when I got my result, I didn't know if I was positive or not. So, you know, I've been walking around acting like I have it and acting like I don't have it at the same time. So I've been masked in my house for the last week, 10 days or something. And it's a weird feeling, you know.
In your own house wearing a mask, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very strange.
It's my own little safe spot is this bedroom right here. You know, that's all I got. Now it's definitely all I've got.
That'll make you crazy.
It'll make me crazy. So anyway, yeah, maybe we have a little bit better call next time around. But everything is going well. We've got a lot of business coming in. And I will say it's a lot of this is from the financial planning deal. We've had a big round of early retirements at Total Systems and Aflac. And those things are all coming to fruition here at the end of the month. So, but that was from back in the fall, you know, really leading with this financial planning thing. We were the very natural next place for them to come, you know, with their money. So
yep.
I'm happy about that. That's going to be several million dollars or more coming in the door in the next 3 weeks. So
good job. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so I feel like I want to let you go and just go and feel better, and we'll give you extra time some other time.
No. It's good to see you guys. Y'all are my sanity. Y'all are my link to sanity.
Oh, so good.
I appreciate it.
That's good. I felt like I was wearing you out. I don't want to do that. But if I brought you some sanity and Andy asked some good questions, I appreciate it, and we'll catch up.
I'm usually smiling when I'm talking to you guys. I get motivated and
right.
It keeps me back in the fairway. It's important.
I know. But you want to feel good. You got to feel good to do this job. So let's get you well. All right.
No doubt. All right, guys.
Take care of yourself and your family, Derek.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's great to see you guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.